Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is October 26, 2017. It's a chilly morning, believe it or not. No humidity, just flat out chilly in Florida today. Blue skies. Doesn't look like we're going to see rain before I leave again. But just beautiful day. It's nice and crisp. Kind of feels like an LA morning. Coast to coast. We're just living the dream here with these warm weather areas. But today is Dream Theme Thursday. I have a lot of dreams. I got to get started or we're not going to be done. It's just one of those shows. I can't get into the studio today, so I won't be able to sign off. So I'll keep track on the time, and hopefully I won't keep talking till we're done. But anyway, here we go. Here's dream number one. It's an anonymous dream. I'm walking on the shoreline in a very secluded island. I'm holding the hand of my ex-partner. In her other hand, she's holding a picnic basket. For some strange reason, I'm following her. I know we're no longer together and she's in a relationship. She begins to speak badly of her current partner and why she's had an affair. Truly not interested, but again, for some strange reason, I'm holding her hand and following her. She's walking farther towards a very secluded area of the rocky shoreline. It's a perfect day. I quickly lost interest in her story and looked into the water, and the water's crystal clear. I see a dead floating fish, like a fist-sized sunny. Then a little further, I too more spread out, or maybe there's two more spread out. I'm surprised that the fish are dead in these clear waters, and my ex is not noticing. She continues trying to justify her affair, and again, I'm not listening. Then in the water, I notice a long, blue, beautiful fish that was cut sharply into four parts, figured in any way other than being sharply cut. You can still notice the fish's beauty. Again, my ex doesn't notice, and then I wake up. I have to tell you, I know there's some background in here that it says, you know, our breakup was primarily due to the fact that she was cheating, and it was a long time ago, and I'm over the relationship, but we do share a child, which is, you know, how many relationships when we break up, we still share the children, and I no longer have bad feelings. On the other hand, in real life, I never really like holding hands in public, and she likes it. Only because my hand would get sweaty and you have to walk in rhythm with someone. I do like it once in a while, snuggling primarily, but I don't need to tell everyone we're in a relationship. I'm surprised in the dream I didn't let go. Well, I got to tell you something. This dream is how, you know, when they say time heals everything, it's letting you know that time has healed you. It's not only healed you, but it's given you objectivity because your relationship ended in cheating. And now she's explaining to you how this relationship is ending in cheating and why. And so now you're realizing this wasn't because of you or something she didn't like about you or something that was wrong with you. But in this dream, it's letting you know, and it's something Christ says all the time. People's behavior isn't special to you. It is who they are everywhere they go. But when you don't know that, you're just a brand new, fresh audience for this person's basically mode of operation, their MO. That what happened in your relationship wasn't because you are inadequate. And in this dream, the fact that you're holding hands, even though in real life you're not that comfortable, it was saying, I accept that I'm okay with you, so I can now feel free enough to hold your hand and understand the difference between me and you. It's a very interesting dream with the fish, because the dead fish that were floating and she didn't notice was that she did not notice how she hurt you. And she still doesn't notice how she's hurting the current person, as far as your mind takes it in this dream, that she's just talking about herself and why she needs to separate. But really, what this dream is telling you over and over again, even with the dead fish that weren't noticed and the beautiful fish, and here you're noticing the whole world and she's only noticing what she has to say. It's telling you again that that myopicness, that selfishness that sometimes allows people to cheat on somebody instead of leave them and just start a new relationship, which would be the best way to do it, only because you have to live with yourself afterwards. She chose to take, I want to say, like, I don't want to say cheating is the easier route. Cheating is the have-to route. Once somebody cheats, somehow, most of the time, it gets found out. But the whole purpose of cheating is to get found out. It's almost like, okay, this will then end this relationship that I don't believe I deserve, or I'm too insecure to have, or I only go up to this level. You know, on TV shows and on movies, they make the cheating partner seem like, you know, the go-to. But then once they cheat, nobody really cares about either one. We're like, oh, they cheated. And the reason we feel that is because ultimately we all know emotionally, and a lateral downward move instead of a lateral upward move. So what happens to us is we just don't respect it. And when we do it ourselves, we don't respect ourselves. And what she was doing in this dream was trying to justify to you why. And what she's really telling you is, I still cannot take responsibility. But love me anyway, because this is all I've got. And the favor that was done to your soul, the favor that was done for you in real life, was that you caught her. Because now you know what you're dealing with. And we take it so personally, but cheating is truly just a limitation of a human mind. Doesn't know how else to hurt itself. And it thinks that, well, if I just do this with my body, it will push me back where I believe I belong. And that's not in a good place. It's one of the biggest self-sabotaging mechanisms we have. Imagine you're exchanging energy with someone who's willing to break those same rules. And then you know what happens is the two of you don't trust each other. A lot of times, if you just hold on and wait until you know that you've left somebody emotionally, mentally, however you've left them, then you have a chance. You know, you have a chance to recover yourself and to understand that, you know, someone's not treating you well. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you can't leave. Maybe, you know, financially you can't leave, whatever it is. That's different than somebody having a full-blown relationship and then creating another relationship on the side. I'll never forget the movie Sweet Home Alabama. At the end of it, when she goes to get married and she finds out she was still married to her first husband because it was her that didn't sign the divorce papers, not her ex-husband to be. And her father says, you know, and I'm going to quote it because I have to swear to do it, but an ass can only ride one horse at a time. We are not designed for two people at a time or three people at a time. We're only designed for one. And so what happens to us when we try to spread ourselves, whether we realize it or not, it causes anxiety, causes nervousness. You have to lie to cover it up. You have to cheat more to lie to cover it up. It's a downward spiral. I've never seen it lift anybody. So this is what this is telling you, is that this is not your problem. It's a clear day. Look, you can even hold her hand now and accept her for who she is instead of who you wanted her to be. So this entire dream is solely about healing. And it's a big healing at that, a big healing at that. The acceptance of your surroundings, the acceptance of the fish and just noticing what they are, the acceptance of, on top of that, the acceptance of your differences as well, and understanding, well, this is just me. This is just who I am. And this is just who she is. Because when we date people, we tend to give them this extraordinary significance in our lives because we love them, we know them, we're very in tune to them. If they're happy, if they're sad, we take that on. All these things start coming into play. And we have to be cognizant of the fact that they are really just a person. And people have things that are great in them, and people have things that are harder to deal with in them. But if the stuff you're dealing with starts breaking you down too, that's when, you know, we have to make assessments, because we have to survive somehow. And if the person is taking away from that survival, we have to approach, we have to have conversations, we have to try to work it out. And then and only then can you actually make a decision. It's not easy to leave relationships. Look at how long after this dream you are still in repair. You are still in healing, because healing does come with time. Understanding and objectivity come only with time. And this dream is that warmth, that understanding, that saying, you know what? I know I was mad and I legitimately was upset and it caused our breakup, but now I'm healing. Now I can look at this person with love. Now I can say, hey, I get it. I'm glad I'm not involved anymore, because really that was hurtful and painful and a surprise and shocking, and, you know, all these things that came at you. And she was the one caught. God knows what she went through. But sometimes we always think the grass is greener, and then we find out it's just another lawn to mow in a weird way. Everybody has in them something to take care of, because that's why you came. But when the things we have to take care of become hurtful to other people get repelled, because everyone is inclined to survive. So the cheating thing runs really deep, and that's why it's probably taken even this long for that realization, that clarity to come into play. Because there's people I know who cheat just for funs and giggles, because they're so insecure that if they hedge and they have a person here and a person there and a person there and a person there, they feel like they're in control. But that's ego running the show. The one at a timers, look, that's a total self-sabotage. And imagine if cheaters saw cheating as self-sabotage, they would think about cheating twice and say, do I really want to be that person? So great dream. Thank you for sharing that dream. I absolutely love it. And I got another one coming. So here we go. This one is from Maria. Dear Nadia, I had a dream last night for Dream Theme Thursday, if possible. Before you start, just to point out, our family is my husband and two daughters. The dream was about a family time with my husband, my two daughters, me, very much loved and never forgotten third child, who I lost at 13 weeks of pregnancy, and a new baby. I can only remember the last part. My husband and I were in the kitchen. I was doing the dishes. I knew our three children were playing in another room. Then our fourth child, an Indian-looking Asian of about 3 years of age, although before the dream, I knew she was and sat on my left side on the kitchen worktop facing me. I don't know how she managed to climb up there. Well, I was still doing the dishes. I noticed she was wearing a red sari and golden rivets and started to eat a cracker. I knew she felt loved. Then I put my arms around her and asked her if she was feeling cold because she was sitting on the cold worktop. She said no with confidence and carried on eating her cracker. I gave her a kiss. Her face was very warm. I knew she was okay. I half woke up from this dream. I still felt halfway awake, remembering and wondering about it. Thank you, Nadia. I take this opportunity to wish you and your son, Tarek, a nice and safe journey back to California. Yay, yeah, we're going back. But we're having a great time here. We don't even feel it. So thank you for that. So this dream, you have two daughters, in your dream, you had a never forgotten third child, but then you are you, which is kind of interesting because a lot of times, you know, I had four pregnancies in my life. I lost two and I kept two. I lost the first one and I lost the last one. And I always think about that. And I think, you know what? I will be for sure seeing these children when I go back home, and they came to teach me something, right? Well, a lot of times when you have a dream like this of a child who just sits there and is perfectly fine and is perfectly taken care of, no matter what you ask them, what they need, they don't need anything. It's just letting you know that there is always love around you, because children are symbols of that pure love. They haven't had any attacks on love, injury on love yet. And they're sitting there with you, letting you know, you know what? As content as I am, is as content as you can be. It's one of the most beautiful dreams to really experience, because that warmth, that that child is okay, is letting you know that you yourself are okay. That everything is as it should be. There's a total feeling of acceptance in this dream, of accepting whatever's going on in your life, knowing that it's happening for a reason and that you'll be okay. That if there might be little discomforts, like just being too cold or that, that's letting you know that only if there are any hiccups right now in your life, they're minor. They're minor discomforts. So to really, really, really pay attention to that. Another thing that's in this dream that's really cool is that the round, and that tells you that there's peace between you, because this child came in, and a child would be a symbol of someone who's from both of you. So whatever's going on with both of you is in peace right now. And if there's little hiccups, they're just little hiccups. And they're meant to just keep your attention focused on each other, like you were on the child, but not need each other to fix it for the other one. So keep that in mind. You know, you had nothing to fix for this child who would have come from both of you. So you have nothing to fix in your husband. Just allow your husband to be your husband. Let him be who he is. You can be who you are. You don't need to take care of him. He doesn't need to take care of you. It's a desire to take care of each other. So keep that whole feeling of live and let live. Let each other grow. You don't have to do anything for each other. Just do the things you love doing for each other. Don't feel like, well, if I don't do this, he'll be upset. Or, you know, even for him to feel, if I don't do this, she'll be upset. But there's a peace. And this child dream was peace. And that's where you gave her, you know, a kiss and you felt very warm and you knew she was okay. She's letting you know you two are okay. You're okay. Your husband's okay. Let whatever's there be there. It's okay. It's to keep your attention on each other, but not into each other's business. It's allowing each one of you to be who you are, just like this child was able to, in some way, get up on a counter and just not need anything from you. Didn't worry about being cold or not, just was happy to be there. And you, in your relationship, all you need to do is be happy to be there. Sometimes we underestimate how powerful that is. We feel like we have to be doing something, or something's always wrong, or whatever. Breath and joy. My next dream is from Susan Ulrich, and Susan is a regular dreamer. I got to tell you, this woman, I think she's more awake when she's asleep than when she's awake. And here we go. Hey, dream team, it's railroad tracks again. They used to appear a lot in stressful times. I haven't had one in a while, but last weekend I did. I dreamt I was on a train station off the platforms trying to get to the other side, crossing tracks in busy train traffic. Someone was with me and guiding me to choose the right time for crossing each track. And there were so many, it was hard to tell which train is on which track. I always chose the right time to cross just before the train would pass me by. There was so much wind and noise caused by the train, I had to duck and stay on the ground to not get blown away. The only thing I was concerned about in this dream was my fall. All I knew was I need to get to the other side of the tracks to get where I want to be. The feelings were not pleasant. It took my focus and endurance to make it hard. It was hard. And this dream is telling you that no matter how hard anything gets, that you're going to find your way. No matter how uncomfortable, no matter how much noise, no matter how much distraction you get, you're on the right train and you will continue to get on the right trains. The hardest dreams, when we have dreams like this, and it's just kind of taking out our thoughts and actually organizing them for us. It's saying, okay, you've got a lot going on, a lot of change. You've got this change, that change, that change, that change. But let me reel you in and let you know that's getting the right decisions because you're following what's in your heart, not blindly. Look, you can see that this is going on. You're not just blind, oh, I'm following my heart, and today I'm going to do this. No, you know where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You planted the seeds, and now you're seeing them sprout up in all these different directions. And every day you're probably saying, okay, which direction am I going to go? And then you end up going in the direction you know you should have. And when you wake up in the morning, you feel complete, like, hey, I can handle my life. And that's what you're doing here, is you are handling your life. Even when it's windy, even when it's noisy, when all the elements come your way, when all the elements come to challenge you, whatever shows up at your door, you have overcome it already. And whatever else comes at your door, you will continue to overcome it. Excuse me. One of the things that we forget, and we forget it so regularly that it actually disables us because we let fear come in. And I look at fear as a disability because it disables us from doing what we want to do. But the bottom line is, this is letting you know that having no fear is going to open a different door. And that door has so many arrows going in so many different directions that you get to choose which direction you want to go to. So this empowering dream is giving you those choices and saying, you know, pick your destination. Pick three destinations. I always think of Christ when he took me back home and he, you know, I was trying to get out of seeing Christ anymore because I didn't know what to do with him. The job felt too big. I didn't understand what he was asking of me. And then when he did tell me what my job was, I'm like, to who? I didn't know anybody yet. And look what happened. But I said, I'm in, because he took me back home and he showed me in front of God saying, when I go to earth, I want to do this, 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 this. And Christ and God said, three, pick three. Because you have to be able to focus to some extent, priorities. Do the top three things you want to do. As you start achieving and you can add something else or something else concludes or this feeling or desire concluded and you've reached it to the end, and then you're going to introduce a new one, and we evolve that way. So, you know, don't feel like overwhelmed that you have, you know, 20 places to go. Keep your focus so that you don't kind of have to wait till the last minute and it doesn't feel hard, because you have the endurance. You have that. You have the focus. And now we're fine-tuning that focus. And your dreams are like your, I want to say, another energy, like another person that comes out and talks to you. And we're going to talk about that because I got some questions from people about, you know, when we sleep and we're kind of paralyzed in our sleep. I will talk about that next week or maybe even cover it in questions on Friday, because it's actually a very telling sign. It's something that actually happens to us, but sometimes we're conscious of it, and other times we don't know it happens. Dreams have become actually more important to me since we started doing the show, because since we started doing the show, I never really thought about how big a part our dreams are. And the people around me who know that I do this Dream Theme Thursday, they all started remembering their dreams more and more as time went on, just because they knew I could tell them possibly what's going on. And once I start talking, I can't even stop it. I can't put the brakes on it. And I had a question from Eric Hillis, which I also want to do a show on, about the difference between when I'm talking and when Christ is talking. And, you know, until he brought that up, I couldn't, you guys, through your dreams, through your questions, through the answers I give you, through us growing every single day, it allows me to see clearer and clearer and clearer. And these dreams that seem like, well, I don't know what happened, and then I woke up, was, wait a minute, there's a lot that happened there. But because we're overlooking an entire half of our life, because half of our lives are spent asleep and the other half is spent awake, if you really think about it, isn't that amazing? Half of your life is spent asleep. When you're first born, what does a baby do? It sleeps all the time. The baby only wakes up hungry, or it went in its diaper. But other than that, the baby sleeps, and that's that transition from home to here. It is one of the most cool things, and they still smell like home. Every baby around the world, I don't care where you are, will smell the same. And what do they call it? That baby smell. And I don't care what color a baby is. I don't care what background a baby is. Everyone loves babies. Just looking at a baby is a miracle in itself. Someone else came down to start their journey, and you're witnessing the beginning of their journey. Your energy will forever be a part of their journey. And then I know families dump in their opinions, their whatever, and all that stuff gets added on to this baby. But until that happens, we all know that baby's flaring, free and clear, and that baby is all accepting. But that baby has to sleep to transition from the energy of home to the energy of earth. But every time you sleep, where do we go? We go home. People who sleep regularly, people sleeping up hours every night, wake up refreshed. Why? Because they went back home. They feel more solid in their purpose. We feel more alert to the days that we're here. This is only a part of our lives, but at night we do get to go back home. When people say, I want to go back home, I just say, go to sleep. You will. I never seen anyone sleep and wake up irritated. Even when you don't get enough sleep, you don't actually wake up irritated. You might get that way later on. But that's how cool this is. God doesn't miss a beat. While we think nothing is happening, everything is happening. Nothing is as it seems. And it never will be. And if we say that something isn't happening, we just told ourselves something that isn't true, and we're not going to settle with that. I thank you guys for your dreams. I had another one, but it's really, really long. I wouldn't be able to do it today, but I'll do it next Thursday. It's also an anonymous dream. But thank you guys for your time. It is 10 seconds left. I love you. I'll see you on Questions Friday. Bye-bye.